it possible to be up and down at the same time? I guess that's how I feel. I am overstimulated and done. Oh, nothing and everything, just... Nobody said anything to me, nobody was mean to me, but it was just all these little things, and it's... I think we need to close all these, thank you. I've had enough of natural daylight today, and thank you. And I am gonna have to take this bra off or I'm going to strangle someone. Oh. And this t-shirt can go. And these trousers. Okay. Yeah, it's just... It's so annoying being as sensitive as a sponge. And you just go through life sucking up all these sounds and feelings and thoughts, and you're just like, oh, I'm going to scream. Or explode. Or both. Thank you, I'm okay. I just feel everything and it's annoying and time consuming and exhausting. How was your day? What are you doing? You don't have to get naked as well. That's not compulsory. Oh. Okay. That actually feels really nice. Can we please transfer this to laying down on the sofa? Thank you. Oh. You must really love me letting me be the little spoon. I'm not meant to go outside, I've decided. Mm-mm. I always felt that way in school, and then I thought, it's just a phase, or, you know, I'm just lazy. And I would feel such relief when I came home, and I could go to my room, and I could just shut out all the light and the noise, and I could just read... I listened to my music and I just felt so... I'm gonna sound really deaf, but I felt really alive and happy and like I was recharging. With nobody's eyes on me and no traffic and no smells and no arguing and no... I'm sorry I'm like this. I know. I'm doing a disservice to other autistic people, but it's so annoying, and you feel annoying, and then when you're being so patient and lovely, it's like, oh my god, you are so annoying, you are so lucky to have them, they're going to leave, because this is exhausting. And now I'm just spiraling into self-pity. Oh, okay, you let me have that one. I know, enough now. Are you tickling my back? Thank you for being a good egg. Maybe that's too simple, actually. Maybe you're a good omelette. You're like a couple of good eggs all smashed and scrambled together and then put in the frying pan and bosh. You're a good omelette. Apologize for how you feel. Because that's kind of the exact opposite that I've been told all my life. You know, stop being so sensitive. God, not everything's about you. She just wants attention. And it's like, that's actually the exact opposite of what I want. I wish to never be perceived by anybody apart from you and my family. I'm not doing it for attention, I'm doing it because I have a developmental disorder. And it is not sexy or quirky or manic pixie dream girl. There is nothing about me that is fun and alternative. It is just too much all at once, all the time. gonna make my teeth rot. I'm being so sweet. You. I don't need a manic pixie dream girl, just you. You, a smooth, caring, decent human being. There was a backhanded insult in there somewhere. Can I give you a genuine compliment without it sounding patronizing? Oh, that was more a question to myself, because sometimes when I give a genuine compliment, people are like, you're so patronizing. It's like, no. I genuinely just thought that was a good idea. It's like when someone says something clever, and then I say, oh, that was so clever. People sometimes think I'm making fun of them, and I'm not at all. So, can I give you a genuine compliment that is very genuine, sincere, and not patronizing? Okay. I really appreciate that you don't pressure me into sex. And I know that's probably the barrel of the bare minimum, but I hear a lot of horror stories, especially with people that I know that are neurodivergent, because obviously everything can be overstimulating, especially physical intimacy, and especially achieving an orgasm, because you've got so many thoughts or feelings penetrating your body all at once. And so many people I know have just been told, you know, you have to just do it, you know, that's part of being in a relationship. And it's like, but if I don't want to, and it doesn't feel good when I'm overstimulated and I can't feel good in the moment, then I don't want to do it. And when I don't want to do it, it has nothing to do with you. I couldn't get there myself on my own. I just don't want to have sex if I don't want to have sex. Because I see so many people being forced to do things they don't want to do and just being told to suck it up. And it's just another example of being told, you're too sensitive, get on with it. You're such an attention seeker. Nobody cares. You're not special. And it's like, I never said I was. I don't think I am. I'm just me, and I just really appreciate that you're never like, oh, it'd be nice if I got some this week, or, you know, just stupid things like that, and just being passive-aggressive about something that's really personal, and making it seem like a demand. And of course, because of my pathological demand avoidance, that would just make it even worse, so... Sincerely, thank you for being kind. I really do love you. I just find everything too much. And I had that horrible experience the first time, where he was just like, well, we've gone this far, so far, so just... I don't think people realize that pressuring people is a form of assault. So I know, like, you agreed to it because thus far, and you're naked, and it's like, but I can change my mind. I can think, actually, this is too much. Can we stop? Everybody can. If you felt that way, I'd stop. I wouldn't want you to feel sad or scared or worried. And I'm sure quote-unquote neurotypical people don't think it's that serious, but it is for me. Everything is. Going into a city, driving, shopping, socializing, going to work, it all just takes so much energy. Yes, I just feel really loved that you don't force anything. And on days when I want to be alone and quiet, you're like, cool, I'll be in there. And on days when we both feel like snuggling, it's like, yeah, let's snuggle. I guess I just feel like an alien with most people. Like I'm not holding a social contract that I never signed. And with you, I just feel like, yep, that's okay. And that's literally all I've ever wanted. No, it's good. Crying gets the cortisol out, which will just bring me down. In the best way. Yes, a forehead kiss is acceptable. Love you. Speaking the language of the gods. Yes, let's order pizza. Am I even prepared to put a bra back on to receive said pizza? Only for the 10 seconds it takes to open the door and receive it. Love you.